Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. In just a couple weeks, on Saturday, October 8th, at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria, in the evening, CEF is hosting our first ever ministry symposium with Dr. Robert Morgan. Dr. Morgan is a gifted pastor, teacher, author, and national speaker. He has written more than 35 books, selling over 4 million copies, including some of his most popular ones, including the Red Sea Rules and the stories behind our most beloved hymns, Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 through 3, and then his newest book that is coming out this fall called The Strength You Need. Dr. Morgan was formerly on staff with the Billy Graham Association, and he is currently on staff with David Jeremiah in Turning Points Ministry. He is a gifted communicator of God's Word, and also he's known as a master storyteller. We are so blessed to have Dr. Robert Morgan as our symposium guest speaker for CEF called Why Children Now, and we invite you to come and join us, pastor, church leaders, children's workers, parents, grandparents, any and all who have a heart for the importance of ministry to children. We invite you to come. Recently, at one of our CEF national conferences, Dr. Morgan was the guest speaker, and he gave a powerful message about children called the Palm Sunday Rules. For the next 3 weeks, on Telling Future Generations, this radio program, with Dr. Morgan's permission, we will be sharing his message with you that he gave at the CEF National Conference to all the CEF workers and staff across the country, just to give you a little taste of Dr. Robert Morgan and also hopefully to encourage you to come and hear him in person. May the Lord bless you today, and we hope you enjoy today's program from Dr. Morgan about the importance of ministry to children.
But another kind of the opposition that we are encountering and which I want to deal with today is the opposition that comes more professionally from those pundits and critics and even government officials and social commentators and even church leaders who sometimes say that we should not work with children. How dare you work with children? And so I want to give you today what I am calling the Palm Sunday Rules. The Palm Sunday Rules. And I'd like to invite you to turn with me to Matthew chapter number 21 and verse number 6. And I have 12 of these. Now, I changed my outline. Even this morning, I've been changing around and I messed up the PowerPoint. But these are very simple points that I'm going to make. And so you can jot them down. And the first one is, children can praise the Lord. Children can praise the Lord. And look at Matthew chapter 21, and this is the Palm Sunday story. And it says in verse number 6, the disciples went out, and they did as Jesus had instructed them, and they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on him, and Jesus sat on him. And then verse 8 describes it this way, a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road while others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And verse 9 says, the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred. So verse 6 talks about the disciples. Verse 8, a large crowd. Verse 9, the crowds, plural. Verse 10, the whole city was stirred. And then in verse 11 again, the crowds answered, this is Jesus, a prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. So we have these expanding concentric circles of people. But who is in the middle of all of these people? Who is at the core? Who are the primary cheerleaders? Who are the ones who are attracting the most notice? We'll go down to verse number 15. When the chief priest and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things that Jesus did and the children shouting in the temple courts, Hosanna, the Son of David. These Pharisees, were indignant. Did you hear what these children are saying? They ask him. Yes, Jesus replied, and have you never read? And now he quoted from Psalm 8, from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. Now, praise is the highest activity of the human heart and mind. And according to Jesus, children can do that just as well as anybody. Children can praise the Lord. Secondly, children can be born again. And so we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, Paul said to Timothy, "From childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." So all of us are here predicated on our theology and our belief that children can be saved, as Charles Spurgeon said in that famous quote that sort of serves as the foundation for CEF, "A child as young as 5, if properly instructed, can be as truly regenerated as anybody else." And the Bible teaches this is true, and all of us know this from experience. I have a couple in my church, Ray and Ann Apple, who are from Cincinnati, who know that I'm involved in CEF and speak at CEF events and really believe in this ministry. And one day, Ann Apple came up to me and she said, "You really should find out about John and Betty McGeehee from Cincinnati. They were dear friends of mine." And I said, "Well, tell me about them." And she said, "Well, they were missionaries in China, and they were thrown out of China by the communists. And in fact, John narrowly lost his life, but they ended up in Cincinnati, and she started a good news club with Child Evangelism Fellowship in her home. And so the children would come every week, and they would come to her basement, and she would teach them." And she said, "That's how Chuck Schubert was saved." And I said, "Well, I don't know Chuck Schubert." She said, "Well, you should talk to him." And so I called him on the telephone. We had a wonderful talk. And he said, "Yes." He said, "Every day I would look forward to coming home and asking my mom, 'Is this the day we have the Good News Club over at Betty McGeehee's house?' And once a week I would run around with my brothers and sisters the side of her house and go in the back door. They had a basement with an entrance in it, and she would have construction paper on the floor, and we'd all sit down on our places, and she would teach us memory verses and songs and tell us the Bible story. And one day she asked us if we wanted to ask Jesus to be our Savior, and I did, and it was the most exciting day of my life. And so I was discipled with CEF material. And then later, when I was in college, I came under the influence of a man who was very involved in CEF named John M. Perkins, who was a tremendous advocate not only of CEF but of civil rights. And so when I became a doctor and a pediatrician, I was led through his mentorship to begin a clinic in downtown Cincinnati in the inner city called Crossroad Health Center. And also, the Lord laid it on my heart to go to Zambia and to begin medical clinics there. And we began an orphan care ministry. And I said, "Well, what are you doing now?" And he says, "Well, I spend my time in Zambia and in Cincinnati. And in Cincinnati, I'm the professor of clinical pediatrics at Cincinnati Children's Hospital in the Division of Pediatric Emergency Medicine. I provide health care for children and families in crisis and in major hospitals across the nation and in charitable clinics. I've been awarded," he didn't really tell me this except that I began to pull it out of him, "the Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award and a lot of other awards. My children are now engaged in orphan care ministries in Zambia and other places in Africa." And he said, "This is all what I am doing because I was born again through the ministry of a missionary from China who was thrown out of China, landed in Cincinnati, and started a Christian Good News Club with Child Evangelism Fellowship." So, you know, this is a story that's been repeated thousands and thousands of times, and the pass-along effect is incalculable, and it's because children can be born again. And thirdly, children can trust the Lord, because 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "I'm reminded of your sincere faith, of faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." And all of us know what the Bible says about the faith of a child and how children can trust a great God with big things and rest on tremendous promises, though they have small hearts. Another missionary to China that I read about was Dick and Margaret Hillis. And on one occasion, their house was shelled and their community was bombed, and they gathered with their children and prayed and huddled in the closet during this onslaught. And then later, after everything settled down, they went on to bed. And the next morning, Dick Hillis said, "I woke up and I went to check on my little girl. She was sound asleep, but there was a note under her pillow. And I pulled it out, and in big letters written in crayon, she had written the words, 'God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.' And she was resting on that promise all night long." Well, children can trust the Lord sometimes better than any of us can. And fourthly, children can learn the scriptures. Children can praise the Lord, they can be born again, they can trust the Lord, and they can learn the scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 6, in that famous passage, says, "These words that I'm commanding you today are to be upon your heart. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Write them on the walls of your house and on the doorposts of your porches and talk about them." Children can learn the scripture, and the scriptures they learn in childhood will stay with them all their lives. I'm an advocate of scripture memory. I'm finding it a little harder now to memorize, but I'm still trying to, and I'm working right now on Psalm 19. But I began memorizing scripture when I was a child in the public schools in East Tennessee. And because back in those days, we could memorize scripture and have devotions. 50 years ago in the United States, the Supreme Court, I was in elementary school at the time, but they decided that our nation would be so much better off, we would be so far advanced ethically and morally, that things would be so much better if we discriminated against Christians and forbade them from praying and reading the Bible in the public schools. We've had 50 years in our nation to see how that experiment has worked out. But we can still teach our children memory verses. You know, we can still get into these public schools in this country, and children can still learn the Bible in school and at church and at work and in the home place, wherever we are. They can learn the scriptures, and the scriptures they memorize and learn in childhood, they will keep with them all their lives. And that's the most prime occasion in a person's lifespan for learning the scriptures.
We hope you enjoyed listening to Dr. Robert Morgan's message today on children and why reaching and teaching children God's Word now while they are children is so important. Again, we invite you to come to our upcoming CEF Ministry Symposium with Dr. Robert Morgan on Saturday, October 8th in the evening, with a dessert reception following at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. For tickets or more information, call us at 309-688-9699 or visit our website at cefofillinois.com. Thank you again, and may the Lord bless you today as you reach and teach the future generations for Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
In one generation, America has gone from a Judeo-Christian worldview to a post-Christian one to an anti-Christian one. Now is the time to reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Robert Morgan. I invite you to an evening symposium by Child Evangelism Fellowship called Why Children Now on October 8th at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. For tickets or information, visit cefofillinois.com.